High School Basketball is brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Hastings High School Basketball Doubleheader for you tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. The Hastings High Tigers, the Grand Island Northwest girls and boys in the basketball doubleheader. Blaine Bulis here with you for this doubleheader here on ESPN. The girls' game is up first, the Hastings High Tigers and the Grand Island Northwest Vikings. The Hastings High Tigers, one win, 11 losses on the season, and they have lost their last three. Last one, the last Friday night to McCook, 44-30 at McCook. The Grand Island Northwest Lady Vikings are 8-3 on the season, a very talented basketball team, and a lot for the Hastings High girls to handle here tonight. Northwest 8-3, they've won three in a row. Their last outing was a big win over Adams Central last Friday night up in Grand Island, 69-18. So a lot ahead of here tonight for both these teams. We'll have both games here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS. The starting lineups for the Hastings High Tigers tonight, they're going to start the 5'3 junior Mel Nagy, 2.6 points per game for Mel, Marika Van Brocklin, a 5'6 sophomore, averages 5 points a game. Zoe Mays, the leader of this team, the 5'8 senior, 10 points and 7 rebounds per game. Bailey Petzold, the 5'7" sophomore, averages 4.5 points a game, also expected to start tonight for Hastings High. Paige Kennedy, a 5'6 junior, Paige averaging 2.7 points a game. Paige starting tonight in place of Britton Thomas. Britton has an Achilles injury. She's not going to start, and that'll be a big piece of the puzzle missing for Hastings High. 6'3" is Britton Thomas, and she's going to not be playing tonight. And also on the injured list is freshman Alex Schmidt for Hastings High School. So two pieces of this puzzle not there for Hastings High here tonight. And they're facing a Grand Island Northwest Viking team that is very tall and very good. 8 wins, 3 losses on the season. And for the Lady Vikings, they start Katie Plocky, a 5'11" sophomore, 5 points, 2 rebounds a game. Kaylee Werner, a 5'8" junior, 6 points, 2.3 rebounds. Michaela Schimmer, a 6 foot senior, 4.5 points, 4 rebounds. Emily Jones, a 6 foot senior, 13 points a game, 8 rebounds a game for Emily. And Mackenzie Brown, a 5'9" sophomore, 16.5 points a game and 5 rebounds per contest for Mackenzie. So Brown, Jones, Schimmer, Plocky, and Werner for Grand Island Northwest. Mays, Nagy, Kennedy, Van Brocklin, and Petzl for Hastings High School. Again, the Tigers trying to get their first win in the 2012 portion of the season as they get ready to go in game number one here tonight against the Grand Island Northwest Vikings. The 8-3 Vikings, the 1-11 Tigers. So the task is big for Hastings High School here tonight. If Bailey Petzl will jump center for Hastings High, and coming out to do the same for Northwest will be Michaela Schimmer. So 5'11" and 5'8" listed for Northwest. The tip control by the Tigers, and they have the basketball. Zoe Mays front court to Mel Nagy. Tigers with the basketball, and we are underway here at Hastings High School. Our first of two tonight. Zoe Mays, a 15-footer around the screen, in and out of there, no good. The rebound pulled down on the far sideline by Kaylee Werner, Grand Island Northwest. They shoot at the basket to our right here in this first of two tonight for you on ESPN 1550 KICS. Katie Plocky on the left wing. Inside to Schimmer. She turns, shoots, and misses. The rebound shot up and good this time by Emily Jones. And the Tigers cannot give second chances to the Northwest Vikings. But there's one right there. And Emily Jones, who averages 13 a game, gets the first rebound and put back for Grand Island Northwest. May stops and takes a 13-footer. It's going to be no good again. Tipped around and out of bounds. Off the Tigers, it'll be Northwest basketball. Again, the Tigers have to play good interior defense, or they will get out-rebounded significantly in this one. They can't give the second-chance points. They want to hang into this one. Tigers pressure in the backcourt. Mackenzie Brown across the timeline. She's only a sophomore, 16-point average on the season for Mackenzie, the sophomore, leads this team in scoring. Northwest with the lead in the basketball. Top of the key, it's Brown. Look underneath for cutters. No one there in the corner. For three in the air is going to be off there, no good by Kaylee Werner. The rebound to Bailey Petzl of Hastings High. Petzl now to Mel Nagy. Nagy across the timeline into the scoring zone to our left here. Corner to Van Brocklin. Her 25-footer is going to be off there, no good. The rebound there by Kaylee Werner. So one and done for the Tigers once again. Werner into the scoring zone on the left wing to Mackenzie Brown. Inside all alone is Emily Jones, and she scores her second field goal. Emily Jones with two field goals. It's 4-0 Northwest. 6:25 to go in period number one. Billy Mays for Hastings High. Loops a pass into the scoring zone. To Marika Van Brocklin, tipped away from her, but a foul going to be called on Grand Island Northwest. It's called on Emily Jones. That's her first. So Jones, one foul, 4 points for Northwest. Tigers to throw it in underneath their own basket with 6:18 to go in period number one, and Zoe Mays will play it in for the Tigers. She does to Marika Van Brocklin, top of the key to Bailey Petzold. Bailey one dribble, gives it to Van Brocklin. Again, a decided height advantage for Northwest all over the floor. Maggie's shot is going to be partially deflected and out of there, but it's tipped to the Tigers' controller. Van Brocklin now to Mays. Zoe to the left baseline, tipped away from her, off the biking and out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball underneath their own basket. Mays to throw it in for Hastings High. 2 minutes gone, 6 minutes to go, first quarter, 4-0 Grand Island Northwest. Tigers try to get victory number two on the season here. There's a three-pointer by Petzold. It's going to be off there, no good. The rebound pulled down by Michaela Schimmer, and she travels in the backcourt to the first turnover of the game, a traveling whistle on the Vikings. It'll be Tiger basketball. Mays to throw it in underneath her own basket. So this one's played in, two does to Mel Nagy. Back inside to Mays on the baseline. We'll take a seven-footer. It's going to be in the hole. Zoe Mays with the field goal. 4-2, Vikings over the Tigers. Backcourt, Mackenzie Brown across the timeline. Van Brocklin with the defense for Hastings High. Mackenzie Brown with it. Inside to Emily Jones, working against Paige Kennedy. Jones passing underneath the Shimmers, tipped away and grabbed there by Nagy. Turnover, Grand Island Northwest. It's stolen now and a shot up and good by Mackenzie Brown. A steal by Brown and an easy basket. Tigers turn it over and Mackenzie Brown, the beneficiary, easy basket there. 6-2 in favor of the Vikings. Mel Nagy front court for Hastings High School. Double team there. Tipped away from her. Paige Kennedy grabs it for the Tigers. He's double-teamed, back out to Nagy. Nagy will take the shot from the wing. It's going to be an air ball, no good. Paige Kennedy tries to save it, does, to Zoe Mays for the Tigers. Mays from the baseline, 15-footers, good. Zoe Mays has four. The Tigers have four. They're down by two. The backcourt, it's Kaylee Werner for Grand Island Northwest. The black and gold of the Vikings against the orange and black of Hastings High. Boys game to follow here this evening. Kenzie Brown inside to Emily Jones. She will break free from her defender and score. That's six for Jones already. 8-4 Vikings. No answer there inside of the Tiger defense. Again, missing the 6'3 Britton Thomas with the Achilles injury. Paige Kennedy giving up some inches there to Emily Jones. Inside shot put up and good this time by Paige Kennedy. Her first shot and first bucket for the Tigers. Hang with the Vikings here 8-6 early. 4:20 to go first quarter. Backcourt Mackenzie Brown for Grand Island Northwest. Mackenzie across the timeline on the right side. To Shimmer, Michaela with it. To Emily Jones, who steps out behind the three-point arc. Inside, pass to Brown. Shot up, going to be off. No good, gets her own rebound. Another shot partially deflected. Tigers, Paige Kennedy grabs the ball. The Tigers with a block there. Kennedy's outlet pass is kicked by Mackenzie Brown. And it'll be Tiger basketball. Checking in Maddie Stokes, a 5A sophomore for Hastings High. Also going to come into the ball game. Ellen Foote, a 5'10 junior for the Tigers. Shelby Shaker, a 5'6 sophomore, checks in for Grand Island Northwest. And Riley Terry, a 5'8 senior in the ballgame. Marika Van Brocklin into the scoring zone. Racing high to Nagy. Mel with it. Right wing pass to Petzold. Baseline to Stokes. Back out to Nagy. Man-to-man defense for Northwest. It's a pressure-type defense. They double-team Ellen Futchy. Gets through the defense. Misses the shot. Petzold rebound. Shonadell gets her own rebound. Scores! Two rebounds, two shots. Bailey Petzold ties it at 8. 3.5 minutes, under 3.5. 3:25 clock runs first quarter. Mackenzie Brown crosses the timeline to the Vikings. Tigers with a good man-to-man defense. Marika Van Brocklin now. Pass underneath, Luka pass underneath, all alone and scoring. The backcourt play, Kelby Werner gets the field goal. Northwest, they like to score. The Tigers would like to get up and down the floor. Tigers lose it in the backcourt. Werner grabs it on the steal and scores. Kelly Werner with her second consecutive field goal. And it's now 12-8. Tigers fall four behind. Bailey Petzold for three. Going to be an air ball. No good. Goes out of bounds on the far side. Tigers can't save it. And it'll be Northwest basketball. Vikings lead at 12-8. Zoe Mays back in for Mel Nagy. So Mays is on the floor. Petzold's on the floor. Maddie Stokes is on the floor. Ellen Foote's on the floor. Marika Van Brocklin for the Tigers. Down 12-8. They had a tied less than a minute ago, but a bucket, a turnover top by the Tigers, and another bucket by the Vikings have the Vikings up by 4, 12-8. Riley Terry to the left side to Kaylee Werner. Swinging around to Terry on the right wing. Riley with the top of the key pass. Going to be deflected and stolen. Marika Van Brocklin on the steal. She will drive all the way. Shoot and score. Steal and score. Marika Van Brocklin, 12-10 Vikings. And up and down the floor we go. The Vikings average over 50 a game. In the front court, the Vikings lose control but get it back. They have the basketball. 2:10 to go. 12-10 Northwest. Inside is Jones. Underneath, she will shoot and score. Too easy there. That's it for Emily Jones. The Tigers just can't stop the Vikings inside so far. Already given up 14 first quarter points in the front court. It's Stokes. She hits the deck but gives it up to Ellen Foote, and Foote fouled from behind by Riley Terry. Foul on the Vikings. Non-shooting situation. The Tigers to play it in. 14-10 Northwest. Katie Plocky back in, a starter, or Michaela Schimmer back in. Del Nagy back in for the Tigers, and first breather for Bailey Petzl. 14-10, Tigers inbound the ball to Van Brocklin. Now to Mays, deep in the right corner, to Marika Van Brocklin, to the free throw line, to Nagy. Now on the left wing to the Maddie Stokes, the sophomore. Tigers work against this man-to-man defense of the Vikings, down by four here with 1:35 to go in the first quarter. Tigers lose control of the ball, and they turn it over for the second time. And the Vikings' Mackenzie Brown comes up with it, and she will bring it into the scoring zone for Grand Island Northwest. Right side pass to Michaela Schimmer. Schimmer now to Plocky. Plocky on the pass. Tigers on defense here. Shot put up there is going to be good this time for three. It'll be Shocker, the three-pointer. And Shocker with the three, and it's now 17-10 Northwest. Tigers fall seven behind, and they have the ball tipped out of bounds in the offensive zone. It'll be Tiger basketball. 17-10 Vikings, 1:01 to go in the first quarter. Back in the game, Kaylee Werner for the Vikings, going out Mackenzie Brown. Tigers basketball down by seven here now. Tigers had it tied at eight. Underneath Ellen Foote, her shot up, and she's fouled as she goes up for the shot. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. Get a Schimmer first foul. Two-shot situation here for Ellen Foote for the Tigers. 1 minute to go in this first quarter. 17-10 in favor of Northwest. Foote's free throw is up. Going to be rolling down. Ellen Foote with the first of two made. 17-11 Vikings. Foot with the left hand. We'll try the second free throw. This one's up by Ellen. This one's going to be in and out of there. No good. A battle for it. And Emily Jones comes out of there with it to Werner. Werner for Northwest to the timeline into the scoring zone. Left wing pass to Plocky. Katie with it. Looks underneath. Finds all alone around a screen there and scoring easily there. Shocker. She has five off the bench and it's now 19-11. Again, a layup situation there. Again, too easy for the Vikings. Stokes front court to Van Brocklin, left alone for three. It'd be off the backboard and rim, no good. The rebound by Shocker. Shocker to Werner with 28 seconds to go. 19-11 Northwest. Pass underneath there is tipped, but grabbed by Emily Jones. She will shoot and score. Well, Jones has 10 in this quarter, and it's already 21-11 Northwest. Vikings scoring just about every time down the floor. Zoe Mays across the timeline, passing to front court to Nagy. All alone, his foot underneath, but getting back is Shocker to get the steal. Tigers turn it over. Shocker in the backcourt gives up her dribble, passes to the timeline with 3 seconds to go. Shot can be put up at the buzzer by Kayla Schimmer. It's going to be an air ball, no good, and that's the end of the first quarter. After one, Northwest 21, Hastings High 11, back in 30 seconds.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
You gonna count me down or what?
Go.
Oh, Okay, back to Hastings High School after one. It's Grand Mountain Northwest 21-11. 21 first quarter points for Northwest. 10 of those by Emily Jones. The Tigers had it tied at 8 with 3.5 minutes to go, but the Vikings scored the Tigers 13-3 in the final 3.5 minutes to take this already 10-point lead in the contest, and the Vikings had the basketball. And that first quarter, just too much inside there for the Vikings. The taller, more athletic Vikings. Shot from the corner this time for three. It's good by Mackenzie Brown. She has five, and it's 24-11 Vikings. The Tigers have checked in Bailey Christie, the 5'3 junior. Zoe Mays out there. Bailey Petzl, Paige Kennedy, and Marika Van Brocken working the baseline, putting up a shot. No good by Petzl. Gets her own rebound. Shot up off. No good. Emily Jones rebound for Northwest. Long front court pass going to be picked off there by Zoe Mays, and the Vikings turn it over for the fourth time. Tigers have the steal there by Mays. Front court, it's Christie reverses back out to Zoe Mays. Now, Zoe will slow it up for the Tigers. They're down 24-11. Mays inside the free throw line, back out, shot for three in the air by Bailey Petzl. It's going to be an air ball and out of bounds. It'll be Viking basketball. 24-11 in favor of Grand Island Northwest early in period number two. Vikings inbound in the back court. Emily Jones has it now to Brown. Behind the defense is Werner, but has to save the basketball before it goes out of bounds. Now a jump ball call. Ultimate possession will go to Hastings High, so the Vikings turn it over there. They had a chance for a score, but Werner couldn't quite control it on the baseline, and she was tied up in the Tiger basketball. Billy Petzl inbounds to Bailey Christie for the Tigers in the backcourt. A little backcourt pressure by the Vikings. Christie double-teamed at the timeline. Tipped away from her, she grabs it back, and a steal now by Mackenzie Brown all alone underneath for the easy field goals. Werner missed the shot, and the rebound, though, up and good by Kim Clocky. So the Tigers turn it over, results in a Northwest basket, 26-11 Vikings, and a foul in the front court on Grand Island Northwest. Their fourth team foul. Kayla Shimmer's second foul. Fourth team foul. The Tigers have not committed a foul, but they are down by 15 here. 6:34 to go in the first half. Mays to throw it in on a non-shooting situation. Does to Christie. Back to Zoe Mays. Baseline. 13-footer in the hole. Zoe Mays has six for the Tigers. 26-13. Grand Island Northwest with the lead. In the front court, Mackenzie Brown. Pass underneath to Shimmer. Her shot is going to be off there. No good. The rebound by Bailey Petzl of Hastings High. The triple teamed in the backcourt there by Petzl. Tries to bounce it off a Viking. Goes to the corner. Grabbed by Zoe Mays. And a timeout on the near sideline as the Tigers, with some backcourt pressure, and Greg Mays calls a timeout. So we'll take one with 6:10 to go. First half, Northwest 26, Hastings High 13. We're back in 30 seconds.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Welcome back to the Hastings High Gymnasium, the Tiger Den, the first of two tonight here on ESPN 1550 KICS. Grand Island Northwest 26, Hastings High 13 with 6:05 to go in this first half of the girls' game, the boys' game to follow. Tigers bring it out to Zoe Mays. She will drive and score. So Mays controlling that basketball there and just took it to the hoop and scored. She has 8 of the Tigers 15. Tigers come out with good energy tonight. Up and down the floor with the Vikings and had it tied at 8. But Grand Island Northwest showing their interior strength as they have the ball now in the scoring zone. Inside to Michaela Shimmer. Pass underneath to Emily Jones. She will turn, spin, shoot with the left hand and miss this time. The rebound, Bailey Petzl for the Tigers. Petzl to Van Brocklin. Marika across the timeline. The Tigers. Offensive zone to our left here. Bailey Christie with the ball. This is up to Zoe Mays around the screen. 20-footer is going to be off there. No good. Long rebound in the far corner. Paige Kennedy tries to save it on the far sideline. Cannot do it. It'll be Grand Island Northwest basketball. 5:22 to go here in period number two. 26-15 Vikings. Grand Island Northwest with the basketball and down to Katie Plocky. Plocky for the Vikings across the timeline. And I don't know if we're looking for victory number 9 on the season. Tigers looking for their second. Long three-pointer from the wing is going to be no good by Mackenzie Brown. Offensive rebound, Emily Jones. She will shoot. Score, but a whistle before that shot. Looks like an offensive foul on Emily Jones. A little shoulder there by Jones into a Tiger. It'll be an offensive foul on Jones. That's her second. She has 10 first quarter points, and she gets her second foul and will have to stay on the floor as Michaela Shimmer goes out. And Shelby Shocker comes in for Northwest. 5 minutes to go in the first half. 26-15 Vikings. She seems to be in the same district later on this season, along with Holdridge and others. There's a tie-up in the Tiger offensive end, and the Tigers will have to go back on defense. They'll turn it over on that jump ball call. It'll be Northwest basketball in the alternate possession. And Emily Jones has it in the backcourt now to Mackenzie Brown. Brown and Jones do the bulk of the scoring for Northwest. There's Brown, who's lost control of the ball out of bounds. It'll be off the Tiger. It'll be Northwest basketball. Mackenzie Brown, the sophomore, will throw it in with 4:44 to go before the half. 26-15, Lady Vikings in the lead. They've never been behind. We were tied at 8. Three-pointer from the wing. Long, no good by Plocky. A battle on the baseline. It's off the Tiger. It'll stay with the Vikings. They'll get their third opportunity at the hoop on this possession. Mackenzie Brown wants to throw it in. Looks underneath. Now has to go long out to Plocky. Back to Brown on the left wing. Cutting inside is Werner. She puts up a runner and scores. Haley Werner with her 6 points. 28-15 in favor of Northwest. Tigers in the front court. Zoe Mays will drive. Shoot with the left hand. Going to be short. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. She's fouled in the play. So Zoe Mays battling the Vikings inside. Fouled there. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Shelby Shocker picks up the foul, her first. 4:19 to go in the second quarter. 28-15 Vikings. Zoe Mays to shoot two for Hastings High. She scored 8. Free throw up and in the hole. 9 for Mays. 28-16. Only Nagy in for Bailey Christie for Hastings High School. Zoe Mays to eye the second free throw. 9 in the game for Mays. This one's up and it is good. Nothing but net there. 6 this quarter. 10 in the game for Zoe Mays. 28-17 Vikings. They take control after we were tied at 8 and have moved the lead up. As many as 13, it's now 11. And they have the basketball. Mackenzie Brown on the left wing. Inside, shot put up from about 10 feet. It's going to be good. Haley Werner had 8 in the game. 30-17 Vikings. And Grand Island Northwest will do some scoring. They get the opportunity. They average 51 a game, give up 42. The Tigers lose it in their scoring zone. The turnover on Hastings High. Long front court pass to Shocker. She will fake, shoot, and score. Shelby Shocker has 7 off the bench, and it's 32-17. Biggest lead of the evening, 15 for the Vikings. Haley Petzo, pass underneath, going to be deflected, stolen by Jones. Tigers turn it over for the 7th time. Tigers get it right back. Paige Kennedy out to Petzo from the wing for 3. Off the iron, no good, and the rebound to Plocky for Northwest to Mackenzie Brown. Mackenzie across that timeline, behind the back dribble, dribbles into the scoring zone at the free throw line. Stops and pops from 14, will roll down and good. Mackenzie Brown with her 7th point, 34-17 as the Vikings again. They have a lot of weapons, and they've been scoring about at will here in this first half. And a tie now once again, Greg Mays of Hastings High. So we'll take one with 3:02 to go before halftime. The Vikings have doubled it up on the Tigers. Grand Island Northwest 34, Hastings High 17. We're back in 30 seconds.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group. Member FDIC.
Back at Hastings High School, 3 minutes and 2 seconds to go here before halftime, as the Northwest girls have the lead over Hastings High, 34-17. The Tigers down here by 17 with 3:02 to go before halftime. After the first quarter tonight, other city basketball action. St. Cecilia boys and girls hosting Aquinas Catholic. After the first quarter in the girls game, St. Cecilia 10, Aquinas 9. those games can be heard on 1230 KHAS radio as we cover high school basketball and Hastings College basketball for you on our family stations of Platte River Radio. Area teams did. Tiger basketball. Mays inbounds to Bailey Christie, who's back into Zoe Mays. Tigers down here by 17. They're working against this man-to-man defense of Granada Northwest. Zoe Mays, 17-footer, top of the key. Going to be no good. The rebound out of there by Katie Flocky. Flocky to Brown. Long front court pass to Werner. All alone now underneath. Shooting and scoring is shock of the fast break. Run there to perfection by the Vikings. 36-17. They lead by 19. Mays in the front court for Hastings High. Double team there. His upper dribble. Pass down to Nagy. Mel with the basketball. Dribbles out between the rings. Now to Mays. Right side to Christie. Bailey Christie for the Tigers. Reverses her dribble. Bounce pass right side to Zoe Mays. Zoe doing most of the shooting and most of the scoring. This pass is going to be wide of Christie and out of bounds. Tigers will turn it over for the eighth time unofficially. Back in the game, Marika Van Brocklin for Hastings High. Going out, Zoe Mays with 2:18 to play. 36-17 Vikings. The Vikings jumping out to a 4-0 lead, but the Tigers go basket for basket for more than half of that first quarter. Again, tied at 8. It's been Vikings ever since. Pass underneath and scoring. Kaylee Werner has 10 in the game already, and it's 38-17 Vikings. They run the backdoor play there once again, and the Tigers just with no answers defensively in this basketball game. And Brocklin to Nagy. Mel right side to Bailey Christie. Christie one dribble left wing to Van Brocklin for three. Going to be rolling out of there. No good. The rebound out of there by Michaela Shimmer. Shimmer to Brown. Mackenzie Brown scoring zone for the Vikings. Will head for the hoop. Inside the lane. Turns and shoots from 12 and scores. Mackenzie Brown has 9 in the game. It's 40-17. The Vikings have their field goal percentage, but it's got to be very high in this game. They haven't missed too many shots. Front court Van Brocklin, the pass deflected out of bounds by the Vikings with 1:29 to go in the first half. 40-17, Granada Northwest. Van Brocklin to throw it in on the near sideline, does to Nagy. Mel with it for the Tigers. In the home white, orange numerals, orange and black trim. Nagy, right corner, shot it up for three. It's going to be no good. The rebound comes to Mackenzie Brown. Long front court pass to Kaylee Werner. Werner into the scoring zone, double dribble. Sixth turnover on the Vikings, Tiger basketball. Double dribble there on Northwest. It'll be Hastings High basketball. Basketball for you tomorrow on 1230 KHAS radio with Hastings College women and men hosting Briar Cliff. The men now will begin at 1 tomorrow. The women at 3, both games 1245 tomorrow on KHAS. And also on KHAS, we'll have the Adams Central and Grand Island Central Catholic girls boys doubleheader. So 4 games for you tomorrow on 1230 KHS. Zoe Mays for the Tigers. 15-footer from the baseline is going to be no good. A battle for coming out of the window. Riley Terry is back in there for Northwest. Vikings will go behind the defense here, but tipped away by Bailey Christie. The Vikings try to save it. They do off the Tigers. So Northwest will keep possession of the basketball. Maddie Stokes back in. Paige Kennedy in for the Tigers. Mel Nagy and Bailey Christie go out with 56 seconds to go in this first half. 40-17 Vikings. They throw it in underneath their own basket. Mackenzie Brown inbounds to Kaylee Werner. Werner inside to Shimmer. She will turn, shoot, and score. Mackayla Shimmer, her first field goal in the game. It's 42-17, Grand Island Northwest. Tigers have Mays inside the lane to Bailey Petzl. Deflected off her. Mays grabs it, shoots, and misses. The rebound by Riley Terry. She's fouled from behind. The Tigers' first foul in the basketball game. Bailey Petzl commits the foul. First foul in the Tigers with 36 seconds to go. Tigers send in Mo Boyd, a 5'8 junior for the Tigers. Mo Boyd in there for the first time. Zoe Mays goes out. 36 seconds to go. Another substitution coming in for the Tigers. Maddie Edelman, who was in there briefly moments ago. Maddie Edelman, the 5'10 junior. Maddie's battled a broken nose this year. So the Tigers have two people not playing because of injury, and Edelman still battling that broken nose. 30 seconds to go before halftime. 42-17. There's a pass on the left wing to Werner. Kaylee with it for Northwest, and she's fouled on the play by the Tigers, Mo Boyd. The Tigers trying to disrupt this Northwest offense a little bit. Went a couple fouls now. Northwest is getting that ball inside, shooting 5, 6, 7 footers. Layups, too, and they poured in 42 in this first half. There's a long three by Shocker's going to be good from the wing. Shocker has 12 in the game off the bench, and it's 45-17 Northwest. Tigers have it in the front court. Van Brocklin, right side to Tigers. Addie Stokes back to Van Brocklin. 6 seconds to go before halftime. H. Kennedy loops a pass now over the heads of that intended receiver for the Tigers, Mo Boyd, and Payson Tye turns it over with 2 seconds to go. The Vikings will come just about the length of the floor, try to get one off. Not that they need it in the backcourt. McKenzie run a long throw into the front court, and that will end the first half. Well short there, but it's been all Grand Island Northwest Vikings. Just about all in this first half. We've reached halftime with the score. Grand Island Northwest 45, Hastings High 17. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends, the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, the real sports bar, 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
And welcome back to Hastings High School. We've reached halftime of our girls' game here tonight between Hastings High and Grand Island Northwest. Reminder, the boys' game to follow here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Blaine Gulis with you. And first half, pretty much all Grand Island Northwest Vikings. 45 first half points here by the Vikings, and they average a little over 50. Tigers knew coming in this was going to be tough because the Vikings are so big, they're so talented. They can dominate you inside, and they certainly have done that to the Tigers in this first half. But getting most of their shots from point-blank range or underneath the basket on backdoor cuts, and the Vikings have just used their talent and height to great advantage in this first half. This one started out, the Vikings up 2-0, then 4-0. Tigers will go toe-to-toe with the Vikings in the first part of this game. A lot of energy by Hastings High coming out of the gate here tonight. They battled the Vikings. It was 6-2, 6-4, 8-4, 8-6. Tigers had it tied at 8-8 with 3.5 minutes to go in the first half of play, and that's as close as the Tigers were in the first half. Never led in this game, and the rest of the first quarter belonging to Grand Island Northwest, they outscored the Tigers 13-3 in the final 3.5 minutes. Grand Island Northwest led 21-11 after the first quarter, and the Vikings get 10 first-quarter points for Emily Jones. And then in the second quarter, they got 7 in the quarter from Mackenzie Brown, 6 from Kaylee Werner, and in the first half, 12 off the bench by Shelby Shocker, as the Tigers had no answers defensively for Grand Island Northwest. The Vikings in the second quarter with the lead of 21-11 after one, got the lead up to 26-11 in that first half, 32-17, another 15-point lead up to 36-17, 42-17, and then here at halftime after a Shelby Shocker 3, in that first half, for the Vikings scoring 45-17, Grand Island Northwest has the lead here at halftime of this contest. For Hastings High School, Zoe Mays has 10 of the 17 points for Hastings High School. 4 field goals, 2 free throws for Zoe. She has 10 in the game. 2 apiece for Marika Van Brocklin, Paige Kennedy, and Bailey Petzl for the Tigers, and 1 free throw for Ellen Foote. The Tigers 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. We have them unofficially with 9 first half turnovers. The Tigers will be 11 first quarter points, 6 in the second. They have 17 here at halftime. Grand Island Northwest, 6 players scored for the Vikings. 12 points are Kaylee Werner. 12 points for Shelby Shocker, 10 points for Emily Jones, 9 points for Mackenzie Brown, and 2 points apiece for Katie Plocky and Michaela Schimmer for Grand Island Northwest. So they have already 3 players in double figures, 21 first quarter points, 24 second quarter points, 45 here at halftime for Grand Island Northwest. They did not shoot a free throw in that first half of play. And unofficially, the Vikings with 6 first-half turnovers at Hastings High trails here at halftime by the score of 45-17. Again, the Vikings pretty much scoring at will in that first half and lead it by 28 here at halftime. So the Tigers will get an opportunity here to work on some things offensively and defensively, and it would be a monumental comeback for the Tigers if they were able to get back in this game. They are certainly competing, but just too much Northwest in this first half of play. And reminders for you, ESPN Superstation here, 1550 KICS and 1460 KXPN will have the two NFL championship football games on Sunday. First game, New England hosting Baltimore. That pregame activity begins at around 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. The game actually is about 2, and then at 5:30 it will be the San Francisco 49ers hosting the New York Giants. Both those games on the ESPN Superstation on Sunday afternoon and into the evening. Reminders for you also, basketball for you tomorrow on our family of stations of Platte River Radio. Again, high school basketball for you tomorrow and college basketball on 1230 KHAS Radio. In fact, 4 games on KHAS Radio tomorrow. The Hastings College women and men hosting Briar Cliff at Lynn Farrell Arena. So the men are going to play at 1 o'clock tomorrow, a little bit different times. The men play first tomorrow, and that game starts at 1 o'clock at Lynn Farrell Arena. The Hastings College women and Briar Cliff play at 3 o'clock. Both games can be heard on 1230 KHAS Radio, beginning with the pregame show for the men at 12:45 tomorrow afternoon, so join Mike Will then. And we'll have the opportunity to be over in Grand Island at Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow night as the Adams Central girls and boys play at Grand Island Central Catholic. Now, that varsity game is scheduled for 6 o'clock, and the boys at 7:45. You can hear both games on 1230 KHAS, beginning with the girls' pregame show about 5:45 tomorrow afternoon. So a quadruple header of basketball on 1230 KHAS Radio at 2 tomorrow. Okay, we're at halftime with the score. Grand Island Northwest 45, Hastings High Girls 17. Back with the third quarter play-by-play in 90 seconds. Welcome back to the Tiger Gym. About ready to begin period number 3 of our girls' game here tonight with the Grand Island Northwest Lady Vikings 45, Hastings High 17 here at halftime. Halftime at Chapman Gymnasium tonight, other city basketball score. At halftime in the girls' game, Aquinas 24, St. Cecilia 20 now at halftime. So St. Cecilia's falling behind at halftime of the girls' game over there at Chapman Gymnasium. Those games can be heard on 1230 KHAS Radio. Tigers going to send out Zoe Mays, Mel Nagy, Bailey Petzold, Paige Kennedy, and Marika Van Brocklin to start this third quarter. So the Tigers hopefully can come out here, play well in this second half, and see what they can come up with against this very talented Northwest team as they send out Mackenzie Brown, Emily Jones, Katie Plocky, Kaylee Werner, and Michaela Schimmer. Tiger basketball, they shoot at the basket to our right. 45-17 Northwest. Here we go, third quarter of play. The Tigers throw it in. Zoe Mays to Mel Nagy in the third quarter underway. Vikings and a man-to-man defense driving all the way for the hoop. Shooting and scoring is Mel Nagy. So Mel Nagy says, I'll just go to the hoop here, folks. Mel drives it all the way to the hoop and scores. First field goal for Mel, 45-19 in favor of the Vikings. Front court, it's Werner. Werner in the corner to Jones. Now to Mackenzie Brown for three, in and out of there, no good. The rebound bounced around, knocked around, grabbed by Bailey Petz, hold of Hastings High. Out of pass to Nagy. Nagy across the timeline, the 5 foot, 3 inch junior for Hastings High. Into the corner, tended pass for Van Brocklin, goes off Mackenzie Brown and out of bounds. Look at the Tigers throwing it in near sideline. Again, Brown listed at 5'9". I believe she's taller than that. Kayla Schimmer, 6 foot. Emily Jones, 6 foot. Katie Plocky at 5'11", and Kaylee Werner at 5'8", long three in the air. Going to be no good by the Tigers there. Going to the floor, Van Brocklin gives the ball up to the Tigers to Petzl. Nice play by Marika Van Brocklin to Petzl. Back to Van Brocklin, tipped away from her. It goes to near the timeline, saved there by Van Brocklin to Mays for Hastings High. He played just about a minute of the third quarter, 45-19. Zoe Mays to the left of the free throw line to Van Brocklin, kicks it out to Van Brocklin for three, no good. The rebound by Paige Kennedy on the offensive board. Kennedy turns and shoots from 12, no good. The rebound there by Katie Plocky. Plocky to Mackenzie Brown for Northwest. Mackenzie looks down floor, no pass this time. Brown lost control of the ball. Picks it up though near the timeline. Pass in the front court now to Werner, and she's fouled in the play as Kaylee caught that basketball. She was fouled there by the Tigers' Zoe Mays. That's her first. The Tigers only what their third foul of the basketball game. Northwest plays it in. 6:38 to go, third quarter. Mackenzie Brown behind the screen takes the three, and it's in the hole. Mackenzie Brown for three. She has a dozen, and it's 48-19. So Northwest hitting early inside in this game in the first half. Now a three there by Mackenzie Brown. That's all the Tigers need. The Vikings to heat up from the outside. Now Maggie's shot is blocked. Deflected around. Grabbed by Mackenzie Brown. Front court now to Schimmer. Michaela bounce pass inside. Going to be knocked out of bounds. The Tigers get back on defense. Kennedy and Petzold there. One of them knocked it away. Out of bounds. Breaking up that fast break by the Vikings. The Vikings will throw the ball in. Mackenzie Brown controls. Looks and looks and looks and looks. Goes long finally now to Werner. Werner to Plocky to Brown. Down to the free throw line. Right side pass to Werner. Underneath to Emily Jones. Her shot is up and it's going to be good. Emily Jones with the field goal. She works inside for her 12 point. 50-19 Grand Island Northwest. Zoe Mays to the free throw line in the offensive zone of Van Brocklin. Marika's three from the wing is good. Marika Van Brocklin with the three. She has five. 50-22, Grand Island Northwest. Kenzie Brown into the scoring zone. Van Brocklin with the defense. Brown gives up her dribble. Corner pass to Plocky. He takes the three from there. No good. The rebound comes out to Zoe Mays for the Tigers. Mays now to Mel Nagy. Nagy crosses the timeline for Hastings High School. To the left of the free throw line. Dishes out to Petzl. Her left-handed three in the air is good. Bailey Petzl now has five. Tigers make two in a row from three-point range, and it's 50-25 Northwest. 5:15 to go, third quarter. Front court Plocky for Northwest. Lob inside to Emily Jones. Cross-courts it now to Mackenzie Brown. She drives to the baseline, puts up a runner from five, rolls off there, no good. Offensive rebound and score. Emily Jones with 14 now, 52-25 in favor of Grand Island Northwest. And somebody down for the Tigers. And Tigers have an injury there. Paige Kennedy underneath the basket of Northwest. As Coach Mays heads out there, and the coaching staff for the Tigers. Paige Kennedy injured on that last field goal by Emily Jones. Paige hit the floor. She is on her back there, and not sure what, of course, the injury is yet. Tigers, again, missing Britton Thomas with an Achilles injury. The freshman, Alex Schmidt, is not suited up. She's injured. The Tigers have Paige Kennedy now on the deck here. Allie Schmidt has the ankle. Britton Thomas, the Achilles. Eddie Edelman's still trying to get over, still playing with a broken nose. Now Paige Kennedy up, coming off under her own power. And maybe that was an elbow to the stomach or something, maybe just a loss of breath there, but Paige seems to be all right. She comes to the bench on the near side, and she seems to be okay. Hopefully she'll get back in there in just a little bit as Ellen Foote, the 5'10 junior, checks in for Kennedy. Tiger basketball with 5 minutes to go in this third quarter, 52-25, favor of Northwest. There's a Tiger pass deflected out of bounds by the Vikings. Again, the Vikings are so long, even at the guard position, was Shelby Shocker checked in. The 5'6 sophomore Shelby's not so tall, 5'6", but she had 12 points off the bench, double dribble there by the Tigers. They turn it over for the 10th time. It'll be Northwest basketball. Shocker to play it in. Shelby comes in and scores 12 off the bench for Northwest in that first half, and they have the basketball with the big lead here, 52-25. Katie Plocky in the front court for Northwest to Mackenzie Brown. Brown averages 16.5 a game. Emily Jones, 13. They're the double-figure starter scorers for the Vikings. They're both in double figures tonight. Emily Jones on the baseline shot going to be short. No good. Rebound there by Ellen Foote. Ellen's going tied up under there. Ellen trying to get out of there. She's tied up on the play, but it will now go to the Vikings on the alternate possession, so the Tigers will turn it over there. Ellen double-team got tied up, and the basketball goes back to down on the Northwest. They inbound the ball to Emily Jones. Jones for the Vikings to the baseline and double dribbles. So the Vikings turn it right back over. Their seventh turnover. And it'll be basketball two. Hastings High with 4:18. Clock runs third quarter. 52-25 Northwest. Vikings playing now a 2-3 zone in this third quarter. Ellen Foote, her pass is deflected and stolen out of there by Plocky. Tigers turn it over once again. The front court now, Mackenzie Brown for Hastings High School. With 4 minutes gone, 4 minutes to go in period number three. Chop it up in the wing is going to be off there, no good by Riley Terry. And the Tigers, Zoe Mays pulls it down. Tiger rebound there, Mays into the front court for Hastings High School. All the way into the lane, dishes off to Ellen Foote. Her 12-footer's up and going to be off there, no good. Offensive rebound shot short there by Bailey Petzold, but she's fouled in the play. And Petzold will go to the line and shoot two for the Tigers. Emily Jones picks up her third for the Tigers, as Bailey Christie, the 5'3 junior, is going to come in, and Maddie Stokes, a 5'8 sophomore. After this first free throw toss by Bailey Petzold, she'll shoot two. Shot up and good by Bailey. She has four this quarter and six in the game. 52-26. Kaylee Werner and Kaylee Schimmer off the bench, back in there for the Vikings. Bailey Petzold throw up her second free throw. 52-26 Vikings. Second free throw by Petzold. It's going to be off there, no good. A battle for four players have their hands around the basketball. Jump ball called. All in the possession. It will be Hastings high ball. Petzold out. And Liz Franzen, the 5'9 freshman in for Hastings High School. The Tigers will throw it in with 3:43 to go. Addie Stokes throws it in. Does to Christie Bailey. Christie for three from the wing. Going to be off the iron. No good. Bounces out of bounds on the near sideline. It'll be Viking basketball. With 3:39 to play in period number three. Tigers on defense here. Katie Plocky into the scoring zone for Grand Island Northwest. To Kaylee Werner. Werner, left wing to Shocker. Shelby with it. Vikings slow things up here a little bit. Tigers protecting that back door this half. No backdoor layups for the Vikings. Pass inside now to Schimmer, and she's fouled from behind by Ellen Foote of the Tigers. Vikings throwing the ball in to the right of their basket, underneath that basket. 3:15 to go in period number three. Tigers in on the defense here, inbounded to Shocker. Shocker to Werner, inside the lane, dishes in the corner to Plocky for three. It's in and out of there, no good. Tipped out of bounds. Off the Tigers, stays with the Vikings. The Vikings will get another shot at the basket here. 3:04 to go, third quarter. All Vikings since an 8-8 tie halfway through the first quarter. Shots it up and good off the glass there. Katie Plocky has four. 54-26, the Vikings over their scoring average on the season. They average around 52. They have the big lead here. And in control of the basketball game. Stokes with it for the Tigers, and she's fouled in the play. A little too close of defense there on Riley Terry of Grand Island Northwest. Non-shooting situation as Paige Kennedy, okay after shaking up earlier. Paige back in the game. She's A-okay. Zoe Mays in. Ellen Foote goes out. And also going out of Liz Franz. Mackenzie Brown back in for the Vikings. Tiger basketball. And Bailey Christie now to Zoe Mays. Mays right side to Stokes. Chop it up by Van Brocklin for three. He's going to be an air ball. No good. Kennedy went to try to save it and then did not. It's out of bounds off the off the Tigers on that missed shot. Page went flying through the air, wanted to try to save it, but wasn't in the right spot to do that, and it'll be Viking basketball. They have it in the front court. Shocker on the right wing, almost took the three. Top of the key now to Warner. Kaylee with it for Grand Island Northwest. The black and gold of the Vikings looking for victory number 9 on the season. There's a pass underneath to Shimmer. Her shot up and good. Michaela Shimmer with 4, and it's 56-26. The Vikings have moved it up to 30, their biggest lead of the night with 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Zoe Mays, top of the key for 3. 13 for Zoe. She's had a good ball game for the Tigers. She has played the leadership role tonight for Hastings High in the front court. A foul called on Malika Van Brocklin of the Tigers. 3 fouls on the Tigers in this half, 2 on the Vikings. Vikings throw it in near sideline, near their bench. Shelby Shocker inbounded to Kaylee Warner. 56-29 in favor of Grand Island Northwest. 1:45 to go, third quarter. Tigers on defense in a man-to-man defense. Into the lane. Nice pass underneath from Warner to Shimmer, and Shimmer was fouled as she shot the basketball, but a nice feed there by Kaylee Warner. And the Tigers foul there. Maddie Stokes picks up the foul. 2-shot situation for Michaela Shimmer. The first free throws of the evening for Northwest. Up and good on the first for Shimmer. She has now scored 5. 57-29. Again, the Vikings' first free throws of the night. Maybe Petzold in for the Tigers. Maddie Stokes goes out. Second free throw is good by Michaela Shimmer. She has 6 in the game. The Vikings have 58, and they lead it 58-29. The Tigers have it in the front court. Zoe Mays. 1:30 to go, third quarter. From the wing, Van Brocklin for free, partially deflected out of there by Mackenzie Brown. Now Brown into the front court with the basketball. 2-on-2 there. Loops a pass underneath Emily Jones. She will shoot, score. She's fouled. It will count. Emily Jones with 16, and she'll go to the line now to shoot 1. Foul on the Tigers, Paige Kenny. The Tigers not back on defense there. On the deflected shot on the other end of the floor, the Tigers don't get back on defense. The Vikings run and they score. Emily Jones now at 10 in the first, no points in the second, 6 more in the third, make it 7. She makes the free throw. 17 for Jones, 61-29 Vikings. Front court, Bailey Petzold launches the 3. Off, no good. Baseline, Van Brocklin tries to save it, but it's off a Viking. Viking knocked it out of bounds before Marika tried to grab a hold of it, and the Tigers will play it in. 1:12 to go, third quarter. Zoe Mays throws it in, does to Petzold. Bailey with it. Bailey Petzold to the free throw line, bounce pass to Van Brocklin, takes the 3. This is partially deflected again by Mackenzie Brown. 2 times in a row, Brown with deflections. Shocker, long front court pass to Brown. Stops and shoots from 5, rolls off there, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts up a shot, off there, no good. And Emily Jones down there to get the rebound offensively for the Vikings, and a foul call on the Tigers. Paige Kennedy, that's her second. 16 fouls, just like that, on the Tigers. So still a non-shooting situation down into Jones for the Vikings. Underneath to Brown on a whistle, and a foul going to be called before the shot there. The Tigers have to foul. That would have been another easy layup. Marika Van Brocklin picks up the foul, her second, but it's a 1-1 for the Vikings. Mackenzie Brown will shoot 1 and bonus. She has scored 12 in the game. Free throw up and good, earns that bonus. 62-29 Northwest. Remember the boys' game to follow here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Mackenzie Brown has 13 in the game. Second free throw will bounce around and off. No good. The rebound by Paige Kennedy of the Tigers to Zoe Nay. 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Vikings with the big lead of 62-29. Top of the key. Petzold for 3. He'll be off there. No good. Hayes Kennedy goes to the floor, tied up by Shocker. Alternate possession jump ball. It will be basketball to Grand Island Northwest with 38 seconds to go in period number 3. Maddie Stokes back in for Hastings High School. Zoe Mays will sit down. And Ellen Foote will come in for the final 38 seconds for the Tigers, replacing Paige Kennedy. 62-29 Vikings. Action for Hastings High School will be next Tuesday night, right back here on this floor. Hastings High and Adams Central. Girls-boys doubleheader next Tuesday. That'll be the Hastings High girls' next basketball outing. Tigers on defense here. Shelby Shocker at the timeline now. Front court to Warner, to Shocker. 20 seconds to go, third quarter, to Warner. Inside to Emily Jones. She will drive, put up the shot with the left hand and score. Emily Jones owns the lane there. 64-29 in favor of Northwest. Tigers in the front court with 6 seconds to go. Shooting is Bailey Christie, and she scores here near the end of this quarter. Christie with the field goal. That'll be the end of period number three. The field goal by Christie makes the score after three. Grand Island Northwest 64, Hastings High 31. Back in 30 seconds.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Welcome back to the Tiger Gymnasium. Grand Island Northwest leads Hastings High 64-31 after three quarters. 9 points in that third quarter for Emily Jones. She has 19 for Northwest. The Vikings get 19 third quarter points. The Tigers had 14, but the Tigers down here 64-31 after three. Zoe Mays comes out. Mel Nagy comes out on the floor for the Tigers. Mo Boyd in the game. Paige Kennedy. Tigers have the ball, now lose it, and it's Viking basketball. And also on the floor for Hastings High is Maddie Edelman, the 5'10 junior. So it's 64-31. The Vikings with the ball and the lead here early in period number four. And Kaylee Werner loops a pass inside now. Mackenzie Brown will shoot and score on the assist for Shimmer. The Tigers have just had no answer inside for Brown and Jones and Shimmer. For the Vikings, 19 for Jones, 12 for Kaylee Werner, 15 now for Mackenzie Brown after that field goal, and 12 for Shelby Shocker. Shooting now and missing the shot, but going to the line is going to be Maddie Edelman. Edelman will go to the line and shoot here for the Tigers. Foul called on Katie Plocky. That's her first, but this is a shooting situation for Maddie Edelman. The junior will shoot two. 13 for Zoe Mays to lead the way for the Tigers. Edelman's free throw is good. Her first point. 64-32. Marika Van Brocklin in for the Tigers. Going out is Mo Boyd. 64-32 Vikings. Second free throw is up and good. Edelman makes them both, and it's 64-33. 7:15 to go in the ball game. Northwest will go to 9-3 on the year. The Tigers will fall to 1-12 as the Vikings have the basketball in the front court. Plocky. Plocky for Northwest. Bounce pass underneath. Nice feed there, but a missed shot there by Werner. One of the few missed shots in the evening by the Vikings, but they get a steal here and have the basketball back. Mackenzie Brown in the corner to Werner. Takes the 18-footer, and it's good. Haley Werner with her 14th point. And it's 66-33. Nagy front court for Hastings High, right side to Van Brocklin. Around the screen, Marika, though, has no shot to Zoe Mays. Mays for Hastings High, left-handed dribble with the baseline. Double team there, back out to Van Brocklin for three in the air. Off there, no good. The battle part on the near sideline grab by Katie Plocky of Northwest. Plocky to Werner. Kaylee front court for Grand Island Northwest. The Lady Vikings cruising here in this second half of play. From the wing, a three, no good by Shimmer. Long rebound goes to Plocky of Northwest. Katie with it, back to Shimmer, near the top of the key. To Plocky, takes the three from there. In the hole, Katie Plocky for three. She has seven, and it's 69-33. Let's see how long Troy Glock and some of the reserves getting up now off the bench for Northwest. And a shot missed there by the Tigers. The rebound now to Grand Island Northwest as they have the lead here of 71-33. Underneath is Emily Jones. She will shoot and miss this time. The rebound by Edelman of Hastings High School. So Maddie with the rebound. Out of pass to Mel Nagy. Nagy for the Tigers across the timeline. And into the scoring zone to our right here the Tiger Gym with 5:24 to go. We're going to have a whole, pretty much a whole new unit coming in for the Vikings. A three from Marika Van Brocklin. She has eight, 71-36, Grand Island Northwest. 5:09 to go in the ball game. Katie Werner for Northwest into the front court and a pass over the head of Athena Schimmer. Shelby Shocker checks in. Riley Terry checks in. And Sarah Heinen in. So Jones goes out, Schimmer goes out, and Werner goes out. It should be the end of the play for Werner on the evening. Mackenzie Brown has 15. Werner has 14 in the game. The Tigers have the basketball down there, 71-36, with exactly 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Addie Edelman for Hastings High to Petzold. Bailey on the right wing. Cross court to Mel Nagy. Mel top of the key to Paige Kennedy. To Petzold. To Nagy. Mel with a bounce pass to Stokes. Maddie tries to save it. She does on the near sideline. To the baseline. Will drive all the way. Shoot and score. Nice drive there after the save. And Maddie Stokes scores for Hastings High, 71-38. Front court, it's Werner. Werner to Mackenzie Brown. Vikings basketball shot put up. Going to be off there. No good by the Vikings. Petzold grabs the basketball for the Tigers and then travels. So Hastings High turns it over there. It'll be Northwest basketball. 4:17 to go in the ball game. 71-38. Grand Island Northwest with the lead. Mackenzie Brown to throw it in. Does to Sarah Heinen. Heinen will drive all the way. Shot blocked from behind there by Edelman. Nice block by Maddie Edelman for the Tigers. And Maddie grabs the basketball. Now it's taken away from her by Mackenzie Brown. Brown will drive, put up the left-handed shot. Rolls off there, no good. Tipped out of bounds off the Tigers. Stays with the Vikings. 4 minutes to go in the ball game, 71-38. Nice block by Maddie Edelman, so Maddie doing a pretty good job off that bench tonight. Inbound and chop it up by Terry's going to be off there, no good. And a rebound shot and score by Sarah Heinen. Heinen gets her first field goal. 73-38. Two Tigers were on the floor there, and Heinen grabbed the rebound and score. Petzold drives for Hastings High. Shot rolls off there, no good. Tipped around and grabbed by Heinen. Heinen to Werner. Kaylee Werner, front court now to Shocker. All alone underneath is Terry. Riley Terry shot up and good. Riley Terry with the field goals. The Vikings continue to run. They've poured in 75 points in this game. Still 3:25 to play. Front court, it's Petzl to Nagy. Timeout. Greg Mays of Hastings High with 3:23 to go in the ball game. The score, Grand Island Northwest 75. Hastings High 38. We're back in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Welcome back to the Tiger Den. Pretty friendly place for Grand Island Northwest, actually, tonight in this first of two. Lady Vikings taking care of the Tigers here tonight. 75-38, 3:23 to go. And more in off the bench for Grand Island Northwest as they work everybody into the ballgame. They have Heine on the floor. She's been playing. Checking in for the first time, Kenzie Burnham, a 5'3 sophomore. Tigers have Marika Van Brocklin, Bailey Petzold, Bailey Christie, Paige Kennedy, and Zoe Nays on the floor now for the Tigers. 3:23 to go. And the Tigers inbound the ball. Mays to Bailey Christie. Inside to Zoe Mays. Double team. Turns, but scores. 12-footer out of the double team. 15 for Mays. 75-40. Front court still in the game. A starter, Kaylee Werner for Grand Island Northwest. A one starter still on the floor for the Vikings. They have the ball on the right side. Werner pass underneath the Shocker. Shelby pulls up the shot. Rolls off there. No good. Van Brocklin tries to grab it. Petzold does for the Tigers. To Mays. Mays into the scoring zone. Left-handed dribble. Stops and pops from 17. Air ball no good. Van Brocklin rebounds. She dribbles it back out of there for the Tigers. To Bailey Christie for three in the air in the hole. Bailey Christie for three. She has five. 75-43. Carolina Northwest with 2:32 to go in the ballgame. Front court, Kaylee Werner for Northwest, the junior. Right side to Shocker. Shelby with it. Top of the key to Riley Terry. Left wing, Werner takes the three. It's off there, no good. Petzold with the rebound. And I wonder why a starter's in there and taking a three-point field goal shot with a 75-43 lead. Front court is Van Brocklin to Christie. In the air, in the hole, nothing but net. Bailey Christie for three. Her second three in a row. She has eight in the game. 75-46 Vikings with 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. Werner into the scoring zone. Most of the Tigers sitting on that bench now at play. There's an errant pass out of bounds. Vikings turn it over. Tigers will send in Madison St. John's, number 14 for Hastings High, into the ballgame. Her first appearance. So Madison's in the ballgame. Tigers have the ball. Bailey Petzold with 1:44 to go. It's 75-46. Petzold shot up, no good. Gets her own rebound. Shoots. No good, but she's fouled on the play. Bailey Petzold has had a lot of energy tonight for the Tigers. The Tigers are going to send in Maddie Stokes, who's played quite a bit off that bench. Bailey Petzold to shoot two here for the Tigers. It's up and in and out, no good. This is the first of two. Mo Boyd will check in first here for the Tigers. Marika Van Brocklin will sit down. That might be it for Marika on the evening. She has scored eight. Bailey Petzold will eye the second free throw. This one's up, and this one is going to be good. 1 of 2 for Petzold. She has seven. 75-47. Maddie Stokes does come in for Bailey Petzold. Tigers on defense. Shelby Shocker in the backcourt for the Vikings. They'll slowly bring it into front court. 75-47. Northwest with the lead. Shocker with it. Left side to Terry. Riley Terry. Lob inside to Heinen. She will shoot and miss, but she's fouled in the play. So Sarah Heinen, another post player in there off the bench. And we'll go to the line to shoot two. Third foul on Paige Kennedy. And Heinen will shoot two. Sarah's come off the bench to score two. Played a lot in the JV game won by the Hastings High junior varsity girls tonight. First free throw, no good. Elizabeth Franzen, the 5'9 freshman who plays played a little bit tonight. Back in there for the Tigers. Paige Kennedy goes out of the game. Sarah Heinen for Northwest. Second free throw with 1:25 to go. This one's good. 1 out of 2 for Sarah. She has three. The Vikings have rolled up 76 points and lead 76-47. Billy Christie front court for Hastings High School to Mo Boyd. Stops and pops from three. Going to be off the iron. No good. It battled forward. Werner grabs it for Northwest to Shocker. Shelby front court pass. Shooting the basketballs. Riley Terry, and she scores for Northwest. Riley Terry has four. The Vikings continue that running game. They're not going to slow up for anybody here. 78-47. 1 minute to go in the ballgame. All Northwest after we were tied at 8 with 3.5 minutes to go. Bailey Christie drives, shot no good. Bailey's fouled in the play, and Bailey's had a good night in the JV game and in this one too. So Christie, who scored 8, will go to the line to shoot 2. I guess we've had some pretty good performances tonight. Just too much Northwest. Just too much talent on the Northwest side of things for the Tigers. They knew going in that after play just about a perfect game and was not able to do that, and the Vikings just got on a roll and hard to stop when that happens. Christie misses the first free throw. Second free throw is no good. Also a battle for it as the Tigers have the basketball here. Might get the basketball. Alderman in possession on that jump ball. Viking basketball. 50 seconds to go. 78-47. Shelby Shocker for the Lady Vikings as they have it into the front court. Tigers on the defense here. We'll play the final 40 seconds of this game. There's a shot put up underneath. It's going to be no good by the Vikings. That shot taken there by Morgan Mallory, a 5'6 junior who's checked in. Was knocked out of bounds by the Tigers, and the Vikings play the basketball in. 33 seconds to go. Riley Terry takes a 2-point shot, and it's good. Riley Terry with 6, and it's 80-47. 80 points for Granada Northwest in this game with 20 seconds to go. Bailey Christie front court for the Tigers. And the Tigers have Addison St. John. If there's a shot from the wing, going to be no good by Mo Boyd. Another jump ball call as the teams fight for the ball. It'll stay with the Tigers in this alternate possession with 12.5 seconds to go. Tigers will play it in. Get the basketball in. Shot put up by Madison St. John. No good, but Madison's foul on the play, and she'll go to the line and shoot two here. Madison St. John to go to the line and shoot two for Hastings High. With 10 seconds to go in the ball game, so Madison will throw it up here. Madison's a 5'5 sophomore, misses the first. She'll get the second. Madison looks for this point here, getting the books with a made free throw here for the sophomore, and she makes the second of two, 80-48. Grand Island Northwest, they have it in the backcourt. Shelby Shocker. Shocker can just dribble this ball across the timeline and dribble it out, and this basketball game's going to be over. Shocker, right side pass. Vikings hold the basketball, and that's it. All Grand Island Northwest in this basketball game after the 8-8 tie. In the first quarter, Grand Island Northwest goes on to win it. The final score, the Grand Island Northwest Lady Vikings 80, and the Hastings High Tigers 45 in this girls' game, 80-48. Give the Tigers those last 3 points. Final score, Grand Island Northwest 80, Hastings High 48. We'll talk about this one in 2 minutes.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. A tradition of respect.
Welcome back to the Tiger Den. The girls game over here between Hastings High and Grand Island Northwest. The final score, Grand Island Northwest girls 80, Hastings High girls 48 in this contest. And yes, the Grand Island Northwest offense was clicking tonight using that much taller lineup against the Tigers. Shooting the ball very well in the first half, and most of your shots are of the layup variety or backdoor layups or 5, 6, 7 footers, and shooting over the Tigers. It's not hard to understand why the Vikings, using all their talent, height, and dominated this game pretty much and won it by the score of 80-48. So the Tigers battled and showed a lot of energy, but just not enough there for Hastings High to stay in this one tonight. It was back and forth in the first quarter of play. Vikings jump out to a 4-0 lead. It was 6-4, 8-4, 8-6. Then we were tied at 8-8 with 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter of play. And that's when the Vikings started to really take over. Tied at 8-8 with 3.5 minutes to go. The Vikings outscored Hastings High by this 13-3 to end the first quarter, led 21-11, and it was all downhill for the Vikings and all a lot uphill for Grand Island Northwest. Well, a lot uphill for Aces High, a lot of downhill for Northwest after that. 21-11 after the first quarter. The Tigers fell behind in that second quarter, 28-15 and 32-17, and the Vikings had jumped it all the way up to 45-17 at halftime. You kind of get the drift. And the Vikings did not let up in the third quarter. The Tigers did not let up either in their energy level in this game. They fought hard for the full 32 minutes, but again, just too much Grand Island Northwest Lady Vikings. It was 64-31 after three, and the final score was 80-48 in favor of the Grand Island Northwest Lady Vikings. The Vikings, 21 first quarter points, 24 in the second, 45 in the first half, 19 in the third quarter, 16 in the fourth, 45 in the first half, 35 in the second, 80 points for Grand Island Northwest. Hastings High, 11 in the first quarter, 6 in the second. They had 17 in halftime. Tigers with a good second half offensively, 14 third quarter points, 17 in the fourth, 31 total points for the Tigers in the second half, 48 in the game. But the Tigers dropped the game 80-48. For Hastings High School, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 girls scored for the Tigers. 10 Tigers in the scoring column led by Zoe Mays. She had 15, 10 at the half. 15 for Mays as she tried to keep the Tigers in the ballgame with her offensive talent. 15 in the game for Mays. 8 points for Marika Van Brocklin. 7 for Bailey Petzl. 8 for Bailey Christie. 2 points apiece for Paige Kennedy, Mel Nagy, Maddie Stokes, and Maddie Edelman, and 1 point apiece from the line, Madison St. John and Ellen Foote for the Tigers. So the Tigers get one in double figures, 15 for Zoe Mays. They had 8 apiece for Marika Van Brocklin and Bailey Christie, and 7 for Bailey Petzl in the contest. But the Tigers with 48 points above their season average, and that's a good output for the Tigers with 48, but just did not have enough to stop the Lady Vikings inside tonight early on. Fell behind, and the Vikings just continued to exploit the interior throughout the game and won it by the score of 80-48. Now the Vikings had 15 points from Mackenzie Brown. That's a couple over her average. 19, though, for Emily Jones. That's about 6 above her average. So those two have 34. They have 2 other players in double figures. Kaylee Werner, the starter, had 12, and Shelby Shocker had 12, all in the first half off the bench for Grand Island Northwest. 7 for the starter, Katie Flocky, and 6 for post player Michaela Schimmer for Northwest. 6 for Riley Perry, and 3 points for Sarah Heinen off the bench for the Lady Vikings. So they have 4 in double figures. Emily Jones with 19, Mackenzie Brown with 15, Kaylee Werner with 12, Shelby Shocker with 12, the Tigers with 80 points in the contest. They made 5 out of 7 free throws in the contest. Hastings High School did make 8 free throws in this game. 8 out of 14 for the Tigers from the free throw line in the contest. But the Tigers needed a lot more than that, and they drop it here by the score of 80-48 here at Hastings High Gym. We hope to hear from the Hastings High basketball coach Greg Mays about this game and what's coming up. The Tigers fall to 1-12 on the season. It's their 4th loss in a row. The Tigers have not won a game in the 2012 portion of the season. Their one win was the 7th place game at the conference tournament on December the 30th over Scott's Bluff. So Hastings High dropped this one tonight by the score of 80-48 to go to 1-12 on the season. With the victory, Grand Island Northwest goes to 9-3 on the contest. No, Northwest, there's no fluke here tonight. Northwest is a very good basketball team. Their loss is to defending state champion unbeaten Seward. A loss to Class A Columbus. They were just 11-2 coming into the week. The other loss to Minden, 12-1. Minden, 12-1. Columbus, 11-2. Seward, 11-0 starting week. Those are the 3 losses for Northwest. And they have now won 9-4 in a row. And the next outing for Northwest will be tomorrow night. They'll be home to 1-9 Schuyler. So Skyler can expect a little bit of this treatment tomorrow night on Northwest floor as they'll be heading over to Grand Island Northwest. Next action for the Hastings High, the Tigers, the Lady Tigers, will be back on this floor this coming Tuesday night. And we got a city matchup for you next Tuesday night. The Hastings High girls and boys will be hosting Adams Central next Tuesday. That's January 24th. And we will have those basketball game play-by-play for you on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5, next Tuesday night as the Tigers and the Patriots will get together in a city matchup, girls and boys basketball, next Tuesday night. We're going to take a timeout. When we return, we'll wrap things up on game number one. Hope to hear from Greg Mays, Hastings High girls basketball coach, after this 2-minute timeout.